Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Normally, lightning makes a bright light, but today we talk about dark lightning. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn. Today is September 16th, 2013, and we begin 3 days of newsworthy clips, which you can find on pages 26 through 29 in your Advanced magazine. And we've got two scientific articles, you might say, in our 3 days of newsworthy clips. And there's some technical jargon, some technical words in there, so you better have your pen out ready to take notes, because I've got a couple panelists here who are experts. They're like scientists, and they'll be able to explain all of these very difficult terms. Right, panelists?
Exactly.
Maybe not.
Okay. They're ready to go. They're ready to charge out of the blocks. And that was first off to my right, Josh Mooney saying, ready to go, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here, Bill.
All right. Now, Josh, our first newsworthy clip, we're talking about a weather phenomenon, dark lightning.
That's right. Mysterious energy, it says, discovered in thunderclouds. And I'm excited to talk about it.
All right. So this is very interesting, and it's a complicated topic that we're going to talk about, and there's a lot of specialized terms in there, and that's why I got Joanna Wirtz here in the studio. Hi, Joanna.
Hello. It's good to be here.
And Joanna hails from the great state of Texas, and the only reason I mention that is I know in Texas you've got some ferocious storms down there.
We do. Not as bad as Oklahoma, but we do get our fair share. I love it. I love thunderstorms.
Really?
I do.
Why?
They're exciting. Of course, I'd like to be in a sheltered place when it's happening.
Yeah.
But I really love the lightning, and I love watching the storm roll in, and I love heavy rain. I love it. It's fun.
Well, lightning actually is very interesting if you can watch it from a distance. It's very interesting, very dangerous. So, and it's one thing I think a lot of people here kind of take for granted, running around in storms and rain, and they aren't careful enough. Whether it's not just here, it's almost everywhere. People need to be far more careful when it comes to lightning and storms. So don't wait until the last minute to try and find cover. I've known people who have waited until the last minute, or they think, well, I've got time, or they see a storm coming and they don't act quick enough, and then they end up in a pretty bad situation and can be life-threatening.
So, do you know anyone who's been struck by lightning? That's the term we use if you actually get hit by the electricity. You are struck by lightning.
No, not struck by lightning themselves, but I'm thinking of back in America, I used to golf a lot. And I knew some guys that would golf, and golfers are kind of fanatical. They don't want to quit golfing. And I've known some guys who have been out on golf courses, and they've seen storms coming. And instead of – and I was actually with them one time. And
they're holding a long piece of metal.
Holding a long piece of metal. Well, and people think, well, I've always got plenty of time. Well, storms can move quickly. And then you find yourself out on a hill. There's no shelter, and you're standing under trees. And I think some guys I've known, the tree got hit, but not them. So we need to be very careful about it. If you do see a storm, take cover and don't take it for granted. So,
and the part of the article I think that's probably most pertinent to us today is thunderstorms and air travel, and how that has that ever impacted either of you? Have you ever flown through a thunderstorm?
Sort of. I flew through one in Thailand, and it wasn't like, you know, thunder and lightning out the windows like crazy, but the turbulence was horrible. Like, I get some flight anxiety, and I really freaked out. Like, I was very uncomfortable for the whole trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. How about you, Josh?
I have flown through a couple. Yes, they certainly added anxiety to it when you're looking out the window and seeing ominous clouds and lightning. But mm-hmm. I've never seen, you know, a plane be rerouted or anything around mm-hmm. a storm that I've been on.
Mm-hmm. I think we actually talk about that somewhat today as far as what pilots do to deal with storms like this. So it is something they need to be aware of, and they do try and avoid it. But we'll get into that as we move through the article. So let's do this. Turn to page 26 in your Advanced magazine, and we'll split today's reading up into three sections. The first section will be those paragraphs on page 26. Mysterious energy discovered in thunderclouds. Central Floridians are no strangers to violent thunderstorms, living in the lightning capital of the country. But now scientists have discovered an exotic and dynamic form of energy lurking in the thunderclouds above. Dark lightning. Scientists at the Florida Institute of Technology are traveling the world explaining the mysterious bursts of energy in the atmosphere during lightning storms that emit little visible light. The phenomenon occurs high in the atmosphere at nearly the same altitude as commercial airline flights. The radiation dark lightning produces is about 100 times more potent than an X-ray. Okay, newsworthy clips. Update your vocabulary with news clips around the world. And mysterious energy discovered in thunderclouds is our first news clip. How do we start, Joanna?
Well, we talk about Central Floridians. Those are people who live in Central Florida, and it's saying they're no strangers to violent thunderstorms.
Okay, why is that?
Well, because they're living in the lightning capital of the country. Florida gets a lot of thunderstorms.
All right. I wonder if that was like part of the attraction for them to move to that part of the country, that you can live in the lightning capital.
Possibly, but probably
maybe not.
Now I know why their hockey team is called the Lightning.
Right.
I never knew.
Tampa Bay Lightning. So, all right. But it is. Florida has got some volatile weather, of course. That's also what we hurricane territory down there. So they have got all sorts of weather patterns coming through Florida. And it can really cause some trouble for people. But I didn't realize Central Florida was the lightning capital of the country. But I think that's what's going to happen when you've got several fronts meeting, hot and cold and things like that. And it happens a lot in Florida. But now scientists have done what?
Well, they've discovered an exotic and dynamic form of energy that is lurking in the clouds.
All right.
Something is exotic. It's out of the ordinary, something you don't see in everyday life. And if it's dynamic, it has a lot of energy to it, comes from a lot of different sources. Maybe a person can be called dynamic if they're creative and passionate about something.
Okay. Also, we might see dynamic in the form of meaning like always constantly changing.
Yes.
Right? The situation is dynamic or maybe even fluid. Now, what about lurking, Joe?
Lurking. It's kind of hiding, kind of staying in the shadows, in the back a little bit, waiting. So there's this form of energy lurking in the thunderclouds above, dark lightning. That's the name of, if I were a superhero, my name would be Dark Lightning. Probably.
Dun, dun, dun.
That is a pretty cool name.
It's Dark Lightning.
It's
Save
me.
The day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Dark lightning. All right. Scientists at the Florida Institute of Technology, what are they doing?
Well, they are traveling the world explaining the mysterious bursts of energy that they've found. And so when you so this is something that's never been seen before. If something is a burst, it almost explodes. It shoots out of the clouds. And I imagine it's been difficult to see because it's dark.
Yeah. Now, why would they be traveling the world?
Well, they're sharing the news. That's okay. What scientists do. When they discover something interesting, they go out and share it with fellow scientists.
Okay. As I read this, I thought, well, you know, I need to explain this to our listeners because why would they be doing this? I think because it is a pretty significant find, and they need to alert meteorologists and other people about this so that they are aware of it and they need to deal with it as we talked about, especially like when it comes to airplanes traveling, yes. Things like that. All right. So it says here that this dark energy, it emits a little visible light. What do we mean emit?
Puts out a little, only a little visible light. So for the most part, you can't see this dark lightning.
Yeah. Okay. Now, where and when does this thing happen?
Well, it occurs high in the atmosphere at nearly the same altitude as commercial airline flights, which is why it's important for pilots and commercial airlines to know about this phenomenon.
Why do we use the word phenomenon?
It doesn't happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning's not a phenomenon, really, because we see it a lot. But dark lightning, something strange and new.
Something unique, something rare.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it does happen at the same altitude as commercial airline flights, which is about how high, Josh?
Oh, maybe 30,000 feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then this radiation dark lightning, what does it produce?
Well, it produces 100 times more potent energy than an X-ray. So radiation, of course, is something that can be damaging to humans. It's the energy source that we use when we take X-rays. Obviously comes in nuclear power as well. And you've heard of nuclear explosions that had radiation poisoning to citizens in the area. So radiation at harmful levels. I mean, there's radiation in every atmosphere at unharmful levels, so we hope. Mm-hmm. But radiation at harmful levels can have severe physical problems.
Yeah, and I had talked with some people about this before. There's radiation in many things, but I don't even realize, like even mobile phones have radiation. Other devices have radiation, of course, at much lower levels. However, you need to be aware of that and be a little bit careful about it.
My mother-in-law will never put the cell phone up to her ear because of her fear of what radiation is doing to her brain.
Okay. Well.
Do you think that's rational?
I think it might be a little extreme. I mean, some people are extreme about, you know, this radiation thing.
She says that there haven't been studies, you know, that have looked long enough. You know, we've only been addicted to our cell phones for, what, 10, 15 years?
Yeah.
And so scientists can't tell you what that type of exposure to radiation will be over the next 50 years.
Okay, that's something we'll find out as time goes on. Now, let's have our second reading. It'll be on page 27, and we'll go down to line 15. What's kind of cool is that what we're talking about sounds like science fiction, but this stuff is really happening inside thunderstorms, said scientist Joseph Dwyer. It's happening right over our heads. Normal lightning occurs when clouds pregnant with positive and negative charges build up and create an electric field. When those charges separate, they discharge huge amounts of energy suddenly and cause a hot, bright, incandescent spark. Dark lightning is another kind of discharge humans can't see. If our eyes were sensitive enough, we might see a bluish-purple glow emanating from the clouds. Okay, we're talking about dark lightning and scientists at the Florida Institute of Technology, some of their findings, and they're going around the world to inform people about dark lightning. And we hear from one of the scientists here in this first paragraph.
Well, this scientist, Joseph Dwyer, thinks it's as cool as we think it is. Like, he's saying that it sounds like science fiction, but the stuff is really happening inside thunderstorms.
Okay, and you know, so it's something that is people weren't aware of. They only thought about this, and maybe they thought it was a theoretical thing, but they have discovered it. And
right, because how do you see it if it's dark, right? So it is something that we didn't know was there. It felt like science fiction. You think of Star Wars or Star Trek. These are examples of very popular science fiction stories, and that just means it's dreaming up something in the future or space-related that isn't true.
Sure, and there's always in some of these movies the mysterious power nobody can see, and it like pulls the spaceship into this thing or keeps them away from something. Nobody can actually see it. So now we get a description here of what normal lightning is like?
Yes, it occurs when clouds pregnant or filled with positive and negative charges build up and then as a result create an electric field.
Okay, so and then what continues, what happens then?
Well, when those positive and negative charges separate, they discharge huge amounts of energy suddenly and cause a hot, bright, incandescent spark, which is the lightning.
Okay, now first, what does that mean, discharge?
Let loose or let out.
Okay, and then we see incandescent spark.
Yeah, if incandescent spark just means something that you can see that's as a result of electricity. You can have incandescent lights, incandescent bulbs. It's the spark that creates light.
All right, and now we see dark lightning, though, is another kind of discharge humans can't see.
Yes, but if our eyes were sensitive enough, we might see a bluish-purple glow emanating from the clouds.
All right.
That's very interesting. If something is glowing, it's almost like a mysterious, elusive type light. So I'm curious how sensitive your eyes need to be to see that.
Yeah, because normally lightning is a sharp flash of white light. It looks like white light. I know there's many colors in there, but it looks like a white light. But this is just would be like a glow, completely different from the lightning we're normally seeing. And it would be emanating from the clouds, emanating.
The same as emit, actually, just coming out from like emitting a glow.
Mm. Okay. All right. Let's have our third reading for today. Under the right conditions, dark lightning produces a kilometer-wide explosion of electrons and their antimatter equivalent positrons. These particles collide with air molecules at nearly the speed of light, shooting streams of gamma rays and radio waves into space. If a plane is flying through a thunderstorm, dark lightning could produce radiation comparable to what a human receives during a full-body CT scan or 10 chest X-rays. It can be hazardous, but most pilots avoid thunderclouds at all costs. Dwyer says it's not worth losing sleep over. The likelihood of getting a dosage of dark lightning radiation is low. Dark lightning is less frequent but more powerful than regular lightning. Because scientists have only begun to understand the phenomenon, there is still a lot they don't know. Bill Quinn here with Josh Mooney and Joanna Wirtz. We're on day one of Newsworthy Clips, pages 26 through 29 in your Advanced magazine. We're talking about dark lightning. No, that is not a superhero that is secretly Joanna Wirtz flying around saving people, but dark lightning is mysterious energy that has been discovered in thunderclouds.
What would your costume be like, Joanna?
Well, you wouldn't be able to see it. It'd be quite dark. Maybe a bluish color.
She'd just be glowing.
Right.
Yeah.
Glowing orb.
I would be mostly invisible, I think.
I think she'd be like part of the X-Men crew. Dark lightning.
Yay.
So, I'd be
I love
with
the
Halle
X-Men.
Berry's character affecting the weather. So, we are talking about weather, not superheroes, in this article. And we see here on line 16... Under the right conditions,
dark lightning produces a kilometer-wide explosion of electrons.
Wow, that's pretty big. Kilometer-wide explosion of electrons. And what else, Joanna?
And their antimatter equivalent, positrons.
Okay. Now, I was looking up the definition of antimatter, and it's just really the opposite
of matter.
Of matter. And when you think of protons and electrons and neutrons, the definitions I was getting were antiprotons, antineutrons, antielectrons. And so it was not real clear on this, so I don't want our listeners to get stuck on what is antimatter. It's just the opposite.
And that's that prefix of the word, right? Anti. If you ever see A-N-T-I next to a word, you know we're talking about the opposite of what the suffix is.
Okay, and we see a word there, a specialized term, positrons.
Well, positron is actually the name of my sidekick.
Oh, every good superhero needs a sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, scientifically, a positron is an extremely small piece of matter with a positive electrical charge, having the same mass as an electron.
Okay, and we see here in the next paragraph what positrons do.
Yes, it says those particles, those little elements, collide with air molecules at nearly the speed of light.
Okay, all right.
Very fast.
Yeah, very, very fast. So I believe, what's the speed of light? It's 180,000 miles per second. I think that is the speed of light. Much faster than we can comprehend. And then it continues after the comma.
It shoots streams of gamma rays and radio waves into space.
Okay, how do we define gamma rays?
Well, that is a beam of gamma radiation.
Okay, and that simply is what we call all radiation, whether it's coming from X-ray machines or microwaves or nuclear bombs. There's the amount of gamma exposure that you have, the exposure to the gamma rays. That's what's coming out, and that's the stuff that can actually have bad effects on you.
Yeah, this is pretty much the most important sentence in the story, right? The reason this is such an interesting and potentially dangerous phenomenon is that scientists didn't know that lightning, especially lightning we couldn't see, was shooting streams of gamma rays out.
Okay. Now, we get to this impact as far as airline travel, and we continue in the next paragraph, line 22.
Well, we learn that if a plane is flying through a thunderstorm, dark lightning could produce radiation comparable to what a human receives during a full-body CT scan or 10 chest X-rays.
Okay. Have you ever had a CT scan?
I don't think so, but I have had an X-ray before.
You had an X-ray? CT scan?
Haven't had either.
Yeah, okay. I've actually had a CT scan, and it was interesting. They had explained to me that once you had a CT scan, I couldn't do it for like another year or two because that's how much radiation. Right. Far, far more than any normal X-ray. And so you can only do it once every like year or two.
Oh, I've had X-rays on my teeth, of course, and they do cover your chest with that thick blanket-like thing that's supposed to protect you from the radiation that you're shooting into your mouth.
And the hygienist always steps out of the room and only their arm is sticking in. They're pushing the X-ray button.
It's kind of reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it is something. There is a significant amount of radiation that's coming from this dark lightning. And can it be hazardous?
Well, it says it can be. And if something is hazardous, it means it can cause you physical harm.
Okay. All right. But how do people handle this? How do pilots handle it?
Well, most pilots avoid thunderclouds at all costs. So whether there's dark lightning going on or not, the pilot probably won't be around to feel its effects. They'll probably making a wide track around that thunderhead.
Right, right. So they'll be getting weather reports ahead of time and advising them about this. And they usually will go around the thunderclouds.
I hope so.
yeah. So, and it not only to avoid the dark lightning, but also to turbulence, the severe turbulence they're going to try and avoid. So now we hear again from the scientist from the Florida Institute of Technology, Joseph Dwyer, that we heard from earlier in the article. What does he say?
He says not to worry, and specifically says not to lose sleep over this problem. And that's a good phrase that you might use if something is bothering you or troubling a friend. You can say, is this something worth losing sleep over? Is it causing you stress?
Do you ever lose sleep over things?
Sometimes. Yeah. I can wake up 4 or 5 in the morning and start thinking about my day and the stresses of it.
I lose sleep sometimes. It's kind of a pain. Better to just be worry-free and sleep through the night.
Yeah. Sometimes I have trouble falling asleep because I'm still thinking about stuff and tossing and turning, and it makes it difficult to get to sleep. So you don't be losing sleep over things like this. Certainly not dark lightning, because the likelihood of getting a dosage of dark lightning is pretty low, right?
Well, it is pretty low, but I have to say that that is what turned me into the superhero Dark Lightning. I was on a flight, and I experienced that radiation.
So it was transformative.
Yeah, it turned me. I experienced those gamma rays, and it turned me into a superhero and gave me powers.
That's like the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
You are the female Hulk.
Isn't that what happened with Bruce Banner?
I think so.
He got exposed to too many gamma rays.
Yes, listeners, I know you can't see me, but I look much better than the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, I loved the Incredible Hulk as a kid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Hulk was exposed to too many gamma rays. And, of course, now when he gets angry, he gets big and green and destroys things.
Yes, he does.
The gamma rays did not affect Joanna that way.
No.
You've channeled it better.
No. I just fly around mostly.
Okay. You have a special uniform, like an outfit or something, like a lightning bolt across your chest?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But it turns me invisible, you know, since I'm Dark Lightning. So you can't really see me. I fly around invisibly. Positron does most of the work.
We have to trust her.
Positron. Okay. Well, but she does look better than the Hulk. All right. Now, we see here Dark Lightning is less frequent but more powerful than regular lightning.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Oh, no. Now we're talking about the real subject. If something is less frequent, it's a good phrase, meaning it just doesn't happen as often. So we see lots of white lightning in the clouds or regular lightning, but this phenomenon of dark lightning happens much less.
And how do we finish there, Ms. Dark Lightning?
Well, scientists have only begun to understand the phenomenon, which is me, and actual dark lightning. Therefore, there's still a lot they don't know.
Okay. All right. So it's something they've just discovered. That's why they are traveling the world to try and explain this to other scientists and meteorologists to make them aware of this. And if you are losing sleep, that saying that our scientist Joseph Dwyer used in line 27 and 28 about losing sleep, if you're staying up at night worrying about things, then I recommend that you read our sidebar on page 26, and it will definitely help you fall asleep.
It's complicated. There are some difficult words in there, like nuclei.
Well, I know all of our advanced listeners and readers can handle this heavy-duty terminology. And I'm also looking forward to a photo on Facebook on your page of your Dark Lightning outfit.
Oh, challenge accepted.
All right.
Except listeners, you won't be able to see it. She's invisible.
It'll just be a glow.
Right.
Yeah. Listeners, thanks for joining us for day one of Newsworthy Clips. Come on back tomorrow.